Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Welcome to An Hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we're going to be talking today about a subject that I think most of you have heard about. Maybe you've even experienced it. Maybe you even see it. My guest today, Susan Shumsky, her book is called Exploring Auras, and this is one of many books that Susan has written. Susan joins us from Colorado. Welcome to the show, Susan.
My pleasure to be here today. I'm so glad that you invited me, Donna.
Well, Susan, we have had conversations in various locales over the past
couple of years. Yes.
Because we've both done appearances that have been in the same show environments, etc. And you have authored a number of books, and I chose to talk about the one today, Exploring Auras. But before we get into that, I would like my audience to know a little bit about you if they are not familiar with you already. That for 22 years you lived in the ashram of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Now, he is the founder of Transcendental Meditation, and I had a lady as a guest that was one of the people that brought him to the United States so many years ago. And you were not only there for 22 years, but you were part of his personal staff. And you travel all the time. I mean, you're on the go all the time. You have your own motorhome. You do workshops, seminars, spiritual retreats. You just do, you're just a lady on the go. Tell us a little bit about your background. What made you decide that you were going to take this unique route of living in an ashram for 22 years, and what made you decide to leave?
Oh, well, I was a hippie in the 60s, and that was a long time ago, ancient history, but at that time I was living in the San Francisco Bay Area where it was all happening, and people were really interested in spiritual development back then, and they wanted to experience nirvana, they wanted to experience enlightenment, they wanted to discover their true nature, their true self. So I found myself very soon in a meditation center learning how to meditate, and then soon after that I found myself on the banks of the Ganges River in India with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi and became a meditation teacher there and also stayed with him for a long time after that. One amongst six other people that were there personally with him for several months. That's a very, very rare opportunity. It's the last time that ever happened, in fact. That was in 1970. And then spent 22 years there in the ashram. And then what made me leave that was I found something that was very precious, and that was the ability to listen to the still small voice of God within. And that was such an amazing experience for me, a life-transforming experience, that I decided I wanted to go out and teach that. So that's the reason why I stepped away from the ashram.
So here, these many years, you have been involved in traveling and educating and in writing. When you decided to approach the subject of auras, I know Danyon Brinkley wrote the foreword to your book, and the two of you are good friends. He himself went through some very impressive experiences after his being electrocuted, and there were a number of things that he shared through his publications. You, though, came about through a different routing, doing the 22 years at the ashram, and then deciding to become a teacher. Why do you think that auras are so significant to people? What is it about them that makes it so intriguing and interesting for others?
Well, the thing about auras that is so amazing is that that is really our subtle body. And it's not just some kind of emanation or some kind of colors or something like that. In fact, it is one of our bodies. We have many bodies. We have our gross physical body, and then we have several layers or sheaths of bodies within that physical body and around that physical body that permeate the physical body and surround it. In other words, we have a pranic body or energy body. We have a mental body. We have an intellect ego body. We have what's called a causal body. We have higher bodies such as the I Am self and the Christ self and these various higher bodies that are part of our nature but are invisible to most people. But a lot of people can see at least some kind of emanation around things. They may not necessarily see technicolor or anything like that, mm-hmm. but they may just see some emanation, maybe some light. But for most people, the aura is actually felt. And people can feel the aura better than they can see it. And most people can see the aura better with their eyes closed rather than their eyes open.
Now let's touch on that for a minute. You say seeing it better with the eyes closed rather than with the eyes open. Why is that?
Because for most people, their clairvoyant inner sight is better than their clairvoyant outer sight. So even if they can't, quote-unquote, see auras, if they close their eyes, they can either sense them, feel them, or see something around the person, or maybe sense something inside or around the person. So when I teach people how to develop their clairvoyant abilities, I actually have them read each other's auras with their eyes closed.
Very interesting.
And with their eyes open, but, you know, yeah.
Well, I think that you're bringing a clarity to something that is often very frustrating to people that might
Absolutely.
Be very interested in this.
Exactly.
Because so many times they think they're supposed to see colors. Now, it's my understanding that often because of physical clothing and environment, that being able to read a person's aura accurately is very, very difficult because you have a lot of interference. You'll get various tones and shades, but you won't get the clarity. If someone is unclothed and they're up against a neutral background, especially a black background, then it's easier to be able to see the color emanations with clarity, especially if someone's got a disease in the body or something else. And correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what my awareness is, but not too many people are willing to walk around and say, oh, I'll take off my clothes, thank you very much, read my aura. I mean, they just don't, you know, in a doctor's office, it might be okay. But seriously, when you look at our technology today and you think about this concept that's been around for centuries, this is nothing new, but that's what happens when an MRI or a CAT scan is done. They're using colors. They're reading energy emanations.
And that's
not
true,
quite
actually.
The same, but they are reading energy emanations, and they have to be colored so that they know how to deal with distortions, if they see any.
Absolutely.
So we have advanced in some respects where, with technology, we're able to see those colors physically.
Exactly.
But I really like what you say when you're saying you do the exercise where people are going to do it intuitively, using their own intuitive reading radar, if you will, and that really makes a difference. And then that way, that helps maybe some of my listeners that say, oh, this has always interested me, but I don't see colors. I guess I just can't do it. And that's not what you're saying. You're saying
in fact,
levels.
There are three ways that people can read or can receive intuitive impressions: through seeing, through hearing, and through feeling. And the trouble is that people have a preconceived idea that the only way that they can be quote unquote clairvoyant or quote unquote psychic is if they see things. Mm-hmm. But in fact, most people feel things rather than see things. And I would venture to say that every one of your listeners does feel things. They can sense when somebody's sad, when somebody's angry. They can sense when somebody is upset, when they have a jagged kind of aura, when their aura feels like a porcupine. They can sense when a person's aura is hot or red because the person is so angry. The emanation or the feeling from that person is one of great fury. So, you know, these things can be interpreted through feeling, and most people are better at feeling rather than seeing, and that's a fact.
Yes, it is a fact, and that's something I know when I'm interacting with people, I try to tell them, trust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the biggest lessons, because so many times in the Western culture, it is, if you can't see it, then it's not there, and that's not true, because many times there is a perception. I'll use an experience I had. This was a number of years ago, but I've been asked out on a date by a particular fellow, and I was all excited. I really hadn't had much of an interaction with him. I happened to meet him at a social event, and there were a lot of people around us, so I thought, gee, this is great. I'm going out. Well, I went out to lunch with this guy, and it was all I could do to keep myself from throwing up. This really is bad. I didn't want to have the lunch with him. I mean, he was a creep of creeps. When I got back to the office, of course, all the girls in the office wanted to know, oh, how was it? Gee whiz, this, you know, this is how we girls are. We all want to know what everything's going on.
Exactly.
I said, the first thing I wish I could do is get a shower and a bath. They said, oh, no, not one of those.
Right.
One of those.
Slime. He slimed you.
Yes, and big time. Big time. And so I share that with people because physically there was nothing obvious. There's
right.
been nothing obvious anyway, but at that time when I was in that environment with that person, where we were literally inches apart, it took all the discipline I had in me to continue, you might say, to act like a lady and not hit him over the head with something and, you know, just run. It was just that creepy. I've encountered very few people that were that upsetting to me. And again, this was a number of years ago. So that was a big lesson for me.
Exactly.
And boy, oh boy, you just don't ignore it. So I'm sure any of the listeners can equate with that. They've met someone, they go, I don't know why, but it makes my flesh crawl, or she gives me you know, things
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
So this
right.
is what you're talking about. Now, let's go into, you talk about prana in your book. Now, your book is in four sections, actually. You go about discovering the energy field, experiencing the energy field, what you call cleansing the energy field, and then strengthening the energy field. And I think that each of these areas deserve attention, and I know we don't have a whole bunch of time, but we've talked about experiencing. Let's talk about just like what I went through, where it was just so horrific to me, and I just thought, oh, I just couldn't wait to get home. Of course, I had to wait about 6 hours. To take a shower. It was that heavy an impact with me. So what would you say to someone that has an experience where it has just been totally upsetting to them, that's just there, it's hovering around them, it's covering them? What would you do to cleanse that away?
Exactly, and that's a wonderful question, because I know that your listeners can relate to this because of the fact that a lot of people are psychic sponges. A psychic sponge is a person who absorbs the energy around them as a sponge absorbs water. And they may feel that they are being drained by their environment. In fact, there's nothing wrong with being a psychic sponge. It just means that you're sensitive, that you have psychic abilities, that you are open to these subtle energies. So there's nothing bad about that. But the thing is that often a psychic sponge will get very drained by their environment, especially if they are in the kind of situation that you were in, where they're around the energies that are very low vibration energies, or they're with a person who is like a psychic vampire, or they are in a kind of like a environment that has very creepy vibes, like maybe a mental hospital, a prison, a bar, a stadium, an educational institution. There's so many places that have really low vibrations, creepy vibrations, just kind of dull vibrations. There's all kinds of vibrations in buildings and environments and people. And so people need to learn how to close off their aura to the lower astral levels of mind and how to open their aura only to the spiritual world. And if you like, I can give your listeners an affirmation right now for that. Would you like
sure.
that?
Go right ahead. Absolutely.
So this is like the prime affirmation that I recommend for everyone to help themselves to strengthen their energy field, to not be psychic sponge, to not be drained by their environment. And the affirmation goes like this. I am in control. I am the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of my being. I close off my aura and body of light to the lower astral levels of mind, and I open my aura to the spiritual world. Thank you, God, and so it is. So that type of affirmation, used daily, used several times daily, especially when you're leaving your house, right before you go into meditation, right before you go to sleep, before and after you meet somebody, before and after you meet a client, before you and after a special meeting or a meeting with a person that seems to intimidate you. This affirmation is so powerful. I just really can't underestimate how powerful and wonderful and life-changing this affirmation can be.
There,
it changed my life.
Well, and give us an example how that affected you, because affirmations are very valid, but just saying the words sometimes isn't enough. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
we have to put some feeling behind it, too.
You're right about that, Donna. The feeling is equally as important as the words. And if you notice, when I said the words, I said them with great authority. I said them with great conviction and belief, and there was some power behind it. And that's very important when you're saying an affirmation. And you wanted to know how this affected me. Well, the very first time I learned this affirmation, I was in a situation where I was very frightened because I had been called before like a board, and I was afraid that I was going, that some consequences were not going to be good for me. And for some bizarre reason, I called up this gentleman who had been pestering me to teach me something, and I had been ignoring him and kind of not paying much attention to him. But I called him up for some bizarre reason, and he dictated that affirmation to me, the one that I just gave mm-hmm. your listeners. And he told me to say the affirmation for 15 minutes over and over before I went into the meeting, where I was going to have to go before the board. And I was so frightened and intimidated that I said the affirmation for 30 minutes solid before I went into the meeting. By the time I had said that affirmation over and over again for 30 minutes, I was feeling so strong. I felt like a mountain. I felt so powerful. And I walked into the meeting straight and tall with such great confidence, with such inner strength, with such self-empowerment that these men, like six men that I thought it was going to be so scary, they just were very polite to me, and they turned into little puppy dogs, and the meeting ended up where they apologized for any inconvenience they may have caused me and sent me on my way. So it was so life, it was so amazing, this affirmation, that I called the gentleman back and I said, okay, well, I think maybe I'll learn some more things from you after all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
you
he's, in fact, the person who taught me how to listen to the still small voice of God within.
Let's talk about that for a moment. You said this gentleman taught you how to listen to that still small voice within. Would
mm-hmm.
you mind sharing what it was that he taught you?
Yes. In fact, what he taught me is what I teach everyone, and I have a couple books on that subject. One is called Divine Revelation, and the other one is called How to Hear the Voice of God. And that still small voice is a quiet and still voice within. It is our intuitive voice, and it can come to us, as I said before, in one of three ways, as a vision, as a feeling, or as words. Those are the three basic ways that we receive messages from that divine voice. And I've developed a methodology by which people can do this very clearly and precisely, and also that so they can tell the difference between that true divine voice and other voices in their mind, how they can test whether the message is the real thing. So that's what I teach, and it's called Divine Revelation.
Well, you just mentioned something, discerning what might be you talking to yourself other
right.
than the higher self, the
exactly.
intuitive self speaking.
Mm-hmm.
You have a chapter in this book, Exploring Auras, your mind, your worst enemy. You talk about working with the mind. I don't know of anyone walking this planet that hasn't at some time or another been a worrywart, who has magnified things so out of proportion. You just talked about how you were just scared to death of this meeting. You had your imagination was taking off. You were just imagining the very worst case scenarios that could be.
Exactly.
And that is very natural to the human condition because we're indoctrinated to do that. This is something that if you're around real little children, they don't have any of that nonsense. They can't be bothered with it. But we are taught this. So to unlearn it, how can you make your mind your friend so it is not your worst enemy?
You know, the mind is something that is a little bit difficult to control. However, the amazing thing is that if we learn a very simple affirmation that I teach in this book, Exploring Auras, in fact, it's in all my books, but if you learn a really simple affirmation whereby you transform your negative thoughts and worries and emotions into positive ones, you can instantaneously change your mood. And you can begin to attract very much more positive experiences into your life. And the affirmation is really very simple. Really, all you have to do is just say, I now release all negative thoughts and emotions that no longer serve me. I now release from my mind all thoughts of, and then you just close your eyes and just get in touch with the negative thoughts and emotions and feelings you're having right there at the moment and list them off. And then you could just say, continue the prayer and just say, I now replace these thoughts with new, creative, positive, life-supporting thoughts and emotions of, and then you list the opposites of those. In other words, in the first case, in the first blank space, if you had said unhappiness or sadness, now you would just say happiness. So you'd say, I now welcome new creative thoughts of happiness, you know, joy, love, all positive, you know, just say positive words. And then you simply say, I am in control of my mind now and at all times. Thank you, God, and so it is. So I know this sounds really very silly. It sounds really very too simple to work,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but it works. The amazing thing is that this actually works. It's so powerful. This one affirmation that I call the thought form healing affirmation works amazingly and instantly to change your mood. And when you change your mood, if you change your thoughts, you change your words, you change your life. That's just reality. Reality is if you can transform or transmute those negative thoughts and emotions into positive ones, you're going to attract positive experiences. Because every thought, word, and deed that you put out into the universe does not end with this body, it does not end with this energy field. It goes all the way out to the edge of the universe and comes back to you just as though you had put a pond, as though your mind was a pond and you threw a pebble in the center of that pond and the ripple waves go out from that center, from that pebble to the edge of the pond and then come back to the center. Same with your thoughts, your every thought, your every word and every deed. So if you start to transform your mind into something really positive, something really uplifting, something really life-supporting and life-enhancing, then that's the kind of life you're going to have. You're going to attract a positive, joyous, happy, smooth-sailing life.
In your book, you also, regarding auras, exploring auras, you go into color and sound, which I think is really great because sound and color are companions to each other, if you understand how they can be. And then you also have a section on breathing. And I think that using breath with intention, which is the title of your book, you go in, not the book, but the chapter, you say, the yogis of India believe that proper breathing can annihilate all disease from this planet. In addition, the power of prana in breath can increase mental capacity, happiness, self-confidence, self-discipline, inner strength, and clarity, and can awaken latent mental powers. Tell us a little bit about breathing, because that is so important.
Well, the fact is that life energy is in breath. Life energy is in a lot of things. It's in sunshine, it's in food, and it's also in breath. And we can attain greater life force energy or greater vigor, greater charisma by having greater prana flowing freely through our subtle body. By the way, prana doesn't flow through your physical body, it flows through your subtle body. It flows through a system in your subtle body, which are called by some people meridians, by other people they're called nadi. And these nadi are the conduits of this subtle pranic energy, or chi. Many people call it chi. And this energy is life force energy. So when we engage in some form of breathing exercise, even just a deep breathing exercise or a more disciplined yogic type of pranayama exercise, then we are enhancing our life energy. We are creating greater health and well-being. We are creating a brighter, more charismatic aura. So that's why breathing is important.
With all of this background that you've had and with what you are doing with your teaching, with your writing, what is it that for you is most satisfying, Susan, with this? What is it that in applying all of these things and teaching people is empowering you as that teacher?
The most exciting thing for me and most thrilling thing for me is to facilitate someone to break through to their higher self and to help them to listen to that still small voice of God within and to have what I call the breakthrough experience of contact and communication, direct contact and communication with God within them. And when they come home to that precious experience, to that very rare and precious experience of direct contact with God, of direct access to their true nature of being, into that loving presence that in which they are never alone again, which is like an inner friend or an inner guru or an inner confidant that will never leave them and that loves them unconditionally and that is always there for them. That is such a powerful awakening and such a powerful experience that that is really what makes my day. That is so thrilling for me.
In Susan's book, she has a diagram, she has exercises, all kinds of exercises that you can do safely on your own. They're not going to be so advanced that you would need to have someone present with you when you're doing them. But they're going to empower you. And Susan, one of the things I want to mention about your book, Exploring Auras, is that you have a pendulum write-in chart so that people can use a pendulum and be able to get information about themselves physically and their energy levels. You have that. Again, you've got so many exercises, so many different things that are in this book that if someone wants to explore the development of their auras, wants to improve their own intuitive perception, they can do this. Now, what is your website, Susan, that people can go to?
The website is www.drsusan.org. That's drsusan.org.
drsusan.org is her website. Well, Susan Chemesky, thank you so much for being my guest today. Exploring Auras is her book. You'll get a lot of information in it, practical information that if you choose, you can practice yourself and measure the results. See if this is something that would be useful to you to help you develop your own intuitive capacities. Again, Susan, thank you for being my guest. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't forget, Exploring Auras, drsusan.org.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.DelphiInternational.com. That 800 number again,
872-8852. Hi, this is Donna, and telephone lines are now open. If you would like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here is the toll-free telephone number for you to call in to 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, that's worldwide, so no matter where you are, you'll still be able to call in toll-free, 888-815-9756. And if you are a first-time caller or would like to be a first-time caller, just know that when you talk with me, I'd like to know your name or your first initial, whatever you prefer. And then, of course, I like to know where you're calling in from. And then after you give me that information, then sit back, relax, let me tell you what I perceive, and then When I'm finished, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. First of all, I want to thank those of you that have been coming out to the Ren Fair in Buckley, Washington. This has been just such an awesome, awesome event. We had almost 20,000 people come out this past Saturday, and then we had about, I think, over 10,000 that came out on Sunday. So we just had awesome crowds. And it was just wonderful to have some of you come up, say hello, and I want to thank you for taking the time to do that. And I do have one pass. Someone had asked for a pass, and they were not able to use it. So I've gotten it back, and I want you to know that you have a chance if you would like to have this free pass. This is the last weekend coming up. If you'd like to come out to this wonderful event, the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair in Buckley, Washington at Maris Farms, then give me a call at my office, please, so I can get this ticket to you right away. My office number is 800-872-8852. Now, I'd like to mention also, if there is a Benjamin Bhagavi, if you are listening to this broadcast, please call my office. Your ticket is waiting. So I want to be able to get it to you. Call my office again at 800-872-8852. Now, one of the things I want to share with you that happened at the Renaissance Fair this weekend, I had a number of individuals that shared stories with me about particular experiences that they have had regarding paranormal in their mindset, paranormal experiences. And I wanted to share one of these stories with you. A gentleman had gone through an experience where he had awakened. He knew he was awake, and yet his total body was paralyzed. He could not move. He could hear all kinds of things. He felt things. In fact, he said it was just amazing the way the mind was working, but he said he couldn't move his body, no matter how hard he tried. Finally, he managed to relax because this was beginning to scare him a bit. And then all of a sudden he had this strange sensation, and then he was able to move. Well, when I listened to his story, it brought me back to a time in my life when I first started developing my own psychic skills, when I had an out-of-body experience, and I didn't realize that's what I was going through. And I explained to this young man that this was not something to be afraid of, but that he had awakened but was not quite totally back in the body. And that is why he couldn't control anything. He was sort of, if you will, just above, resonating just above, consciously aware of himself, of his body, of the environment. But he was in that, what you might even call like a twilight space. And in that particular space, the body itself will not respond. And once you do snap back in, then everything's fine. So when I finished explaining it to him, by the time we got through with the conversation, his fear was gone. And I wanted to just make a comment to those of you who are interested in developing your own psychic ability, those of you that are interested in exploring different aspects of the paranormal. At this time in our areas of communication and knowledge, dependent on the level you're at. And I'm going to go to the caller in just a moment. I know we've got a caller on the line, but bear with me for just a moment. I want to finish this. It's very important to educate yourself. It's very important to be willing to read. It's very important to even document your own experiences, because we often fear what we do not understand. And the conversation I had with this young man, I found that this is a very talented, a very gifted medium. He had no clue about what was going on with him and was living in a state of high stress and apprehension. By the time we finished talking, that was gone. Why? Because he became aware of a different paradigm. His world had expanded in under 15 minutes in a way that he never dreamed was possible. He found he wasn't a freak. He was just someone that had talents and needed to learn how to be able to work with those talents, understand them first, and then work with them so that that could be a part of his life in a very special and unique way. And by the way, if you ever want to call in and just ask about certain experiences that you've had, if I can help you, I'd be delighted to do that. Let's go to our first caller of the day. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. My name is Kim. I'm calling from Alameda, California. This is my first time.
Oh, well, Kim, thank you so much for calling in. Delighted to have you, and so pleased that you have had the opportunity to listen to the show.
Oh, I'm really enjoying it. It's my first time ever hearing you.
Oh, terrific. How did you hear about the show?
I was just reading material on 2012, and I came across blog radio, and I saw and I thought I was going to listen to it today.
Well, that's marvelous. Welcome. We're delighted to have you join our listening family. All right, Kim, let me give you my impressions here. I am seeing you frightened about something, and what I'm looking at is the word fear in capital letters, and it's got all of this old spider webs and cobwebs around it, and I'm seeing it sort of just dusty and dripping. And to me, what this is representing is that this is a fear that goes way, 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 way back in your life experience, and it is something that you were indoctrinated about. And as you are getting older, this fear seems to be coming up, and sometimes I'm seeing it settling just right at the collarbone area. And it's as if I can hardly breathe sometimes when I get anxious. I wouldn't want to call it a panic attack because I don't think that's what it is, but it is that feeling of constriction that will come in, and you will recognize it when you have it. And I want you to just take some deep breaths whenever that is starting to affect you physically, because you need to know that this is not something that has to take away your own individual power, if you will. And this is something that's very, very old. It has been a habit pattern for so long that you don't even think about it. It's all being activated on a subconscious level. I want you to know you don't need to be concerned about money. You do not need to be concerned about being all alone. Yes, there are changes in associations with people and in personal relationships, but you're a vibrant woman. There are many different organizations, interests that you have. There are so many things that you can become involved with and develop a whole new extended arena, or I should say circle, a whole extended circle of people in your life. I'm looking at you being so creative, too. I think you have a love of learning, and you really enjoy dealing with color, with design. You like clarity and brightness in colors around you. So I think basically you're pretty well balanced person. This one aspect of fear, though, when it comes in, it sort of blocks you. It's like it puts huge sunglasses on your mind. So you need to remove those mental sunglasses and really look at it straight in the eye, and don't let things grab you so much where it affects you, where you think the worst, because you really have a good life. What question would you like to ask me?
Well, that's about this year. I'm a playwright, and I'm 52. I've been doing plays since I was in my early 20s and writing them since I was 14. And the play I'm working on now is pretty huge. And the person who was supposed to fund it, because it's really large,
mm-hmm.
It's on 17th century slavery in Brazil.
Oh, my goodness.
He did something that was, to me, a little bit dishonorable. And so now we're going after new money. And I think I'm going to get the money because it's through a very beautiful human being. But it's just the fear, because I love doing plays. And I've been doing them for as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the fear, because everything was already set up. But today the director told me she's with us for a long haul, but I do have a lot of fear because the material was sent to the person who could provide all the money, or is going to be sent this week, and it's just fear.
You're right.
It's big, because it's sort of like my dream.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is going to take a good 2 to 3 years to really come around, to really totally, you know, be finished and polished and...
Well, it's a play and a movie.
This is a big project. This is a big, big project. And it's going to take a lot of tweaking. It's going to take a lot of work. And that's fine. That you don't have a problem with that.
No.
And again, part of this fear, not part of it, but all of this fear, goes back a long way. And if you will take it in its true context and you look at this fear and say, what's the worst thing that could happen? The worst thing that could happen is that I'd have to start all over again with somebody else. But the topic is timely. It's historical. The quality of the production, if it is held true to form, it will become a classic. So all of this that you're seeing, you're feeling, and you're looking at, you need to be able to do some real deep breathing and, you know, just really face this fear head on. Pretend you're going through a mock battle, if you will, in your mind. And put it behind you, Kim. And it'll surge up every once in a while, but remember the purpose, and it will follow through.
The question was, for the person that we sent the proposal to, we're sending to, he's famous, is he going to fund it?
Well, that's fine. That's fine. Lesson number one in business, always have a backup plan. And don't put all your eggs in one basket. Make sure you have some backup plans and contact some other people as well, just in case something can happen. I mean, this is life. Life is not guaranteed.
Well, we've already had one major, like, oh, my God. So
I know, honey. I'm going to have to stop here because I've got to go on break.
Okay.
So excuse me for interrupting you. If you'll stay on the line, Kim, we'll come back. And if those of you listening would like to call in, 888-815-9756. This is Donna Siebel. We're taking a break. We're going to be right back.
Hip huzzah! My lords and ladies, come one, come all, to the 11th annual Washington Renaissance Fair at Maris Farms in Buckley, Washington, during the first 3 weekends in August, beginning August 1st. Bring family and friends to become part of the excitement, cheering for your favorite knight as he jousts for noble causes. Gain an audience with Her Majesty the Queen as she knights young lords and ladies, or enjoy a tankard of ale and a turkey leg experiencing the wonders of the Renaissance.
Live the legend!
Gates open 10 o'clock.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Siebel accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Siebel will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Siebel's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Donna Siebel publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Siebel. And by the way, apparently Kim went off the line. Kim, I just know you'll be successful. Let's go to our next caller. And by the way, if you want to call in, 888-815-9756. Okay, our next caller, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Georgia, calling from Tucson.
Georgia, it's delightful to talk with you from Tucson, Arizona, that sunshiny area of the world. Okay, first thing that I'm looking at with you, Georgia, is a lot of stress as I'm watching the stress, it's as if I'm looking at two images of you. One image is overreacting. It's like I see, it's like a cartoon. You're sweating bullets, you're just got these lines in your forehead, you're worried. And then this other image is lecturing the worried image. The other image, the secondary image, is saying, this is nonsense, don't go through this. And I want to say, listen to that image that is of more of a positive note, because you're putting undue stress on yourself and you're feeling split in half. You're just feeling divided. And I want you to come back into a positioning of solidarity within yourself and release what you cannot control and pay attention to the details of what you can control. You cannot control other people's minds, their attitudes, or their feelings, but what you can do is control your own space. I think of my guest, Susan Shumsky, what she was talking about before she went into a meeting. She had done some affirmations for like a half hour, and by the time she went in, she was feeling very confident, very strong, and everything went very, very well. So it's as if this is something that you could pick up on yourself and thereby be able to do more for you in the right way so that you don't deplete your energies. Because I'm seeing you so exhausted, it's as if you could just fall over and just curl up like a little squirrel and go to sleep for 16 hours. You're just pooped. So I want you to be able to revitalize yourself and be able to keep your energies up at the level where they should be. Some travel coming up here. I'm not concerned about money. I'm seeing money stable. I'm not seeing an increase, though, until spring of next year. So there's something you're working on a long-term project that is going to bring, I feel, cash into the hand the way you would like for it to be by spring of next year. What question would you like to ask me today?
Well, that pretty much covers your reading. I was wondering if you saw me becoming gainfully employed anytime soon.
Well, what kind of work are you looking for?
Well, I'm talking with a company right now, and there's an individual there that wants to bring me on board, and so that's where I'm looking to gain employment, with a company that I'm basically talking to one of their representatives. The kind of work that I do, it's more out there in the public. It's engaging people in motivation, that kind of thing.
Well, I would say that you have got a number of arenas that you could contact or could be involved with, and I would just put the word out. I would say if you are looking for a regular job where you're not working as an independent contractor, then that is something I think you can be gainfully employed before the end of fall. So this is something I would just say keep putting it out there. And I think this person is well-intentioned, and it's going to be a matter of timing, but I wouldn't sit back and just wait for this one individual. I'd keep putting the action out there.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for your call there.
Thank
We're
you.
Out of time. Okay, that's Georgia in Tucson, and I'm sorry, my goodness, the time just flies by. It's absolutely a delight to be able to share this hour with you. Now, tomorrow, and by the way, we've got quite a week. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with Dr. David Rosenthal, The Complete Guide to Complementary and Alternative Cancer Therapies. This, I think, is very significant because we need to know about options. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be talking with Brian Herbert, On the Winds of Dune. This is a sequel to the original Dune book written by his father. This is a fabulous book, by the way. And then we're going to be talking to Reverend Doolin, The Only Way Out is In, on Thursday. And on Friday, Ripley's Believe It or Not is back with us. Seeing is believing. Oh, what stuff we have to share with you. It is awesome, and I'm so delighted to be able to bring these people to the microphone of the Donna Sebo Show. Remember always, you are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. And if you want that last free ticket for the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair, give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852. What wonderful miracle is going to happen to you today? Big, small, In between, does it make any difference? Life itself is a miracle. Enjoy it. Be in the now. This is what counts and how you work with it. Donna Sebo, talk with you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to VBSRadio.com.
Don't miss the book Corporatism, which has been featured on the Alex Jones Show and which covers everything about the real force of social control called the New World Order. This group exists. It controls all the governments of the world, and it hides within international organizations like the IMF, the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, the World Bank, and others, all of which are not loyal to any one country, but are devoted to controlling and merging all of them through war and economics. Find out how they control the world through false flag terrorism, inflation economics, the business cycle, and through food contamination, war, vaccinations, television, and public education. You can find this book at Amazon.com or at AntimatterRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com, the number one internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Spider Turner. And you can buy my music at cdbaby.com. Pick me up. Check me out. Ah, yeah. BBSRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com, radio that transcends the third dimension. BBSRadio.com embraces the fourth dimension, promotes natural alternative health, spreads joy. BBSRadio.com, free energy, spirituality, honesty and truth. BBSRadio.com, increase the vibration of the people and the planet. BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is independent producer-composer Nelson Ortez. Looking to get away from the same old stuff you hear every day? To get a fresh new sound? BBS Radio is where it's at. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.